Welcome to Shom Shalom on the Daf. Your sponsor, Luyinish Masan Biak Hashom Le'Avas Yitzchok. We're holding Yevamos Daf Ayin Vov. The Gemara in Amibes starts a sugyo regarding the drasha of Amoini v'lo Amoinis, Mu'avi v'lo Mu'avis. And the Gemara brings that Avner said this drasha to Doeg, and Doeg said that this drasha is not right, because if so, it should be the same thing, it should apply to a Mitzri. Mitzri v'lo Mitzris. So then the Gemara says, you have a look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Al asher lo kidmu eschem balechem v'mayim. The Pasuk explains why Amoini and Mo'avi are Pasul, because they didn't greet Am Yisrael with food and drink. And the Gemara says, the one who is usually the one who greets is men, not women. Darko shel ish lekadim, v'loy darko shel ish lekadim. And that comes to show that the Isur of Amoini and Mo'avi applies to men only. Now this Gemara in the Mashmos is that the pasuk that says Al asher lo kidmu eschem balechem v'mayim, that the Amon and Moav did not give food to and drink to Am Yisrael, applies to both, to Amon and to Moav, because we're speaking about here David HaMelech, who came from Rusa Moavio, and on that the Gemara's discussion goes, and this is lechura a problem with the Ramban there in Chumash, and many of the Rishonim on Shas also here bring it, that the Ramban asks a question. How can we say that Amon and Moav did not give food and drink to Am Yisrael? It says in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim that when Moshe Rabbeinu sent messengers to Sichon, he told him, please give me food, please give me drink. Kasher asuli bnei Esav yashrim b'seir, like bnei Esav did, v'amoyavim yashrim b'ar. And like the people of Moav that said in Ar. So you see that Moav did give food to Am Yisrael. Clearly, the Pasuk said it. That's what the Ramban is bothered by. And the Ramban brings that someone to say, but Moav did not give it for free, they sold it. That's why it's not considered to be that they fed Am Yisrael. The Ramban doesn't like this chat. So the Ramban goes and says, no, you're right, Moav did feed Am Yisrael. And when the Pasuk says that the reason why Amon and Moav cannot be part of Am Yisrael, the Pasuk brings two reasons. The Pasuk says, Lo Shel Pasuk is, Al Advar Shel Kidmu Eschem Balecho Amayim Baderech Betzeischem Yitzorayim. They didn't feed you. Ve'asher Socher Alecho is Bilam ben Beor Miptor Ram Naraim Lekaleko. And because they hired Bilam to curse Am Yisrael. There's two reasons, says the Ramban. The first reason applies to Amon only. And the second reason applies to Moav. Amon did not feed Am Yisrael, and Moav are the ones that hired Bilam to curse Am Yisrael. They joined together with Midian. So the Ramban teaches us over here that Moav did feed Am Yisrael. They have something else. That's not the simple understanding in our Gemara. And furthermore, there's a Gemara that clearly seems to say the exact opposite. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuf Gimel on the base says, G'doylo legimel, look at food, a drink, she'echiko shtei mishpachos mi'Yisrael, pushed away two families from Am Yisrael. She'ne'emar al dvar shelokidmu eschem balecha v'mayim. The problem with Amon and Moav, two families were not able to connect to Am Yisrael because they didn't feed Am Yisrael. So you see that feeding is such a great thing. Says the Marshal there on the spot, you see here a riot against the Ramban. Because the Mashmos of the Gemara is that both Amun and Moav were pushed away because of the food. Shtei Mishpachos because of Legimo. So they both are pushed away because of food. How can the Ramban say that Moav did not have the problem not feeding Am Yisrael, it was only Amun? And to answer the Ramban, Lechura, this fits very much which was brought down in the Sefer Mekubalim. It's based on the Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar, and the Arizal speaks about it. And some of the Sifri Chassidus go on to explain a little bit more. And just we'll bring a tidbit of what they say. Amon and Moav is not just two random nations that came from the two daughters of Lot at the same time. Obviously, this is clear to anybody who thinks about it, that they have an intrinsic connection. Amon and Moav were both born from the two daughters of Lot. The Gemara brings later that Amon and Moav, the Shvivi Bishi, the Yerushalayim, they were the big enemies of Am Yisrael, causing the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. And from both of them comes Mashiach. As the Gemara tells us in the next Amud, that David HaMelech was holding Rechavam and telling him, on me and you we have the Pasuk, because David HaMelech is coming from Moav, and the Rechavam is coming from Amon. So obviously this is not a coincidence, you have these two nations. So what Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar say is that they're both considered to be the same koyach. It's the koyach, which is called the klipa in Lashon Mekubalim. And Amon is biskasyo, is the covered koyach. And Moav is the more revealed koyach. two powers, that one is more internal, one is more external, and together from them, from these Koiches Hara, you need to extract all the Gedusha out of there to bring Mashiach. As we will explain Be'ez Hashem next year, Mashiach's whole Indian is to come and bring out the good from everything that comes from every bad in the world. Amun and Moya together represent the Koiches Hara, and they come together as one unit. Amun is the more internal one, Moya is the more external one, but they're always together. And even though we don't understand this enough to explain to us, to ourselves, the two different chilukim that the Arizal speaks about, but one thing we can take out of it. It's true that the Moyav maybe did feed Am Yisrael, but because Amun and Moyav come together, each one of them had something that influenced the other. Amun and Moyav as a unit had a problem with feeding. The one who actually did not feed was Amun. But because Amun and Moyav come together, the fact that Amun did not feed, that also influenced Moav. And the fact that Moav did not hire Bilam to curse Am Yisrael, that influenced Amun. They both are two inseparable units that bring the Koiches Hara in the world. And therefore, when one has a problem, it affects the other as well. So the Gemara Tzedakah tells us, you should know, two mishpachas were gone away because of food. Even though maybe only Amun is the one to blame, as the Ramban says, but because they come as one unit, the negative of one does do the effect of the other one as well. That's what Yesh Leimar, Al-Pi, Divrei Mekubalim, in Yinyonim, Avon Amoyav, which we need much more to be me'ayin and understand. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list of WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.